99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Turn it up.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 604-59. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
So yesterday, Governor Beshear started it.
So tonight, we're going to start by talking about phase two of our reopening.
All right.
And it starts with healthy at work. Phase two.
Yep.
With a date that's a little bit earlier.
Give us a date.
And that is May 22nd.
All right, May 22nd.
Sweet.
That's when 33% of the restaurants can be the capacity with outside seating. Then originally they were looking at June, but that's going to allow them to be open for Memorial Day weekend. Sure, a good shot in the arm for a lot of the area restaurants. Next comes June 1st. Includes movie theaters on June 1st for Kentucky. Fitness centers will be included in that as well on June 11th. Campgrounds, public and private, will be reopened. And then June 15th, child care and youth sports programs. So that is the plan for Kentucky. As Governor Holcomb had given the plan for Indiana earlier this week, now Kentucky's at least got a roadmap. So at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel here. So that's good.
That's good news.
Yeah, good news there. All right, so it is a Friday here, headed into Mother's Day weekend. Do you do anything specific for Mother's Day weekend?
No. My husband did say he was not going to play golf on Sunday, which was nice. I told him he could. It's fine. I know he's been itching to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of one of those socially distant sports,
right,
that they've been able to continue to do.
Sure.
Thank the Lord.
All right. Yeah.
For his sanity.
Okay.
So, yeah, no. Uh-uh. So I mean, there's really not much we can do. So, hanging out with the fam.
Kind of the same that has been happening in the past
pretty much
2 months.
It's pretty much going to be the same kind of weekend,
right.
I think. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe there'll
Which
be surprises in store for you. Who knows?
Sure.
Because, you know, you're a mom and all of that.
So. I am a mom.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, today we've got another round of You Laugh, You Lose. We've got Family Secrets is going to be kind of a mother's confession, so to speak.
Motherhood is not easy.
No. I mean, I've heard.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not a mom.
Sure. But, yeah. So, this is kind of like a little sharing corner for moms, you know, just to be like, you know, it's all right. We get the struggles. Been there. Done that.
We've got setting the bar stories, which include a lot of, like, not a lot of clothes. So,
nakedness seems to be making an appearance in a lot of our stories this week.
Well, the weather's getting nicer, so.
Yeah.
You know, never know. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, you feel good. Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Lowe's is partnering up with local flower shops and Uber to deliver $1 million worth of flower baskets to more than 500 long-term care and senior facilities for Mother's Day.
Nice.
How cool is that? They said it'll make the donations in several cities across the country. They said our hearts go out to the millions of families nationwide who won't be able to be with their loved ones this year. We hope these flower deliveries, made possible by our network of local nurseries, will bring a spark of joy to the moms and grandmas in senior housing that might feel alone on Mother's Day. The cities that are doing this is New York, Seattle, Chicago, Boston, Houston, Miami, just to name a few. So, cool idea there. Get a little delivery of joy in the form of flower baskets.
All right.
That is your feel good.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. She and Justin Bieber premiered their song Stuck With You, which benefits First Responders Children's Foundation, which is pretty cool, within the past 6 hours because it was literally released at midnight here this morning. It's raised about $12,000 so far, so that's not bad. But the video is super cool, which they asked. It's kind of a slower, like, song, Stuck With You, which we'll be playing here on 99.7 DJX throughout the day. But the video includes fans. They asked for fans to submit just them videos of them dancing.
With their loved ones.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bunch of, like, moms and babies.
Right.
Oh,
just,
all
yeah.
All types of couples.
Right, for sure. Just people alone in their rooms. But they have
dogs. Oh, she's dancing with her dog.
Yeah, and so obviously, like, Haley and Justin are seen in it. Ariana Grande and her new boyfriend are in it.
Oh, I was going to say, because right now we're just kind of looking at her looking kind of lonely on the couch. So she does have her boyfriend in there?
At the very end, yeah. All right. You see it at the very end. But
okay.
It was kind of cool because they released like just a snippet of the instrumental on Instagram earlier this week.
Right.
And they just said, hey, you know, take this little piece of the instrumental and create something. And the results are super cute.
Well, yeah, how excited her fans must be to be in a video.
I know. Yeah, so you can see that video. We've got it posted Facebook and Twitter at 997DJX and, of course, at WDJX.com. But
that's probably my favorite video ever.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's authentic. It looks authentic.
Well, and I'll tell you that, like, my daughters, when they listened to it last night before we premiered it, they were like, you know, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber's voices together sound great.
Like, they do.
This is the first time they've ever done a duet together, so they sound great together. But the video is super cool. You can see it at WDJX.com, so we got it posted there for you on 997DJX. And then hear that throughout the day here on 997DJX. Finally, we have got an actual pronunciation. And what I mean by that is a pronunciation, and I feel like we're almost giving too much news to Elon Musk and Grimes and their baby boy. But we finally got an actual pronunciation from Elon Musk himself for the kid who is and has the name that's just a bunch of symbols and letters and dashes. The X, the A, the E kind of mashed together, the A-12.
Right. And there have been a couple of, both Grimes and Elon have been, I guess, trying to, on a couple of different occasions, clear it up.
Well, first of all, my partner is the one that actually mostly came up with the name.
Okay, great.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, she's great at names.
She's great at names.
I mean, it's just X, the letter X, and then the A-E is like pronounced Ash.
Okay, so X-Ash is what they're going to call him.
Okay.
Yeah. And then A-12 is my contribution. Archangel 12, the precursor to the SR-71. Coolest plane ever.
Okay.
Okay. Well, she did like a tweet, baby Archangel, too. So there's a couple options. Looks like Archangel
now
or X-Ash.
Already know that the state of California is not going to allow them to actually put that on the birth certificate.
No.
So I would imagine they could probably put X-Ash on the birth certificate or X-Ash Archangel on the birth certificate.
Maybe.
But no sort of symbols, dashes, and numbers are going to be allowed on the birth certificate. So
if you want to dive and investigate further, the blog on the website has been updated incessantly with all of these, I guess, additions to the story.
As I said when I started this... I feel like we've been giving way too much attention to this couple.
Oh, 1,000%.
The past week.
I'll be honest. I didn't even know Grimes existed until the story.
Me too.
Congratulations.
I mean,
we now know Grimes because of this. And she's interesting.
Listen, 100% she's going to release a single.
Oh, she has to.
She's going
to
release a single and it's going to be like, oh, hey, by the way, download my new single.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I love Hollywood. And famous people.
Do you even call them Hollywood?
Well, they're famous, kind of.
Yeah, I don't think they're Hollywood, though.
All right,
I think
no. We'll say celebrities.
Okay.
Celebrities are just famous people. Yeah. They can live anywhere. It's weird.
Anyways. All right, coming up next, it's your partially naked setting the bar story.
Okay.
Well, I mean, let's just call it naked, because if you're Winnie the Poohing it, right?
Oh, God.
That's, I mean, we're just calling it naked, right?
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I have a now more vivid picture in my mind.
All right.
Thank you.
Coming up, setting the bar. Give you setting the bar stories just so you know that there are other people that are failing at life greater than you are.
Okay. That's good. That makes you feel better. That's the whole reason we do this.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without, walking into a Dunkin' Donuts, Winnie the Poohing it without wearing any pants, well, then you're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's Benjamin Stearman.
A man will see a judge today after police say he went into a Dunkin' store without his pants.
Ah, well.
Okay. Was there a sign? Typically, they say no shirt, no shoes, no service. Have they added pants to that sign?
See, that where,
that might
where
be the loophole.
He's thinking there's a loophole.
Yeah.
Police say Benjamin Stearman went into the Dunkin' Donut without pants last month. Officers say he exposed himself to the empty store clerk.
Oh, man, no.
To the empty store and the clerk, rather.
Yeah, so then he, here's the thing. It's not like he lost his pants.
No, yeah.
He had them under his arm.
Oh, so he knows where they are located.
Yeah.
All right.
So
maybe
I don't know.
Does he know how to use them properly?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know if he pulled into the Dunkin'. He was so excited to, you know, get some fresh Dunkin' sticks or you know, some coffee there at
he
Dunkin'.
Just couldn't wait to put on his pants.
Maybe he spilled something on his pants and he was like,
be.
You know what?
I should take these off.
But I still want to take advantage. Because I'm right here at the Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And just kind of walks in and, well, there you go.
Okay.
That's what not to do. Now he's having to talk to a judge, and you don't want to have to be doing that. So.
Oh, yeah. It's never a good idea to go. Listen, I know when you're hangry or you just got a taste for the Dunkin'. Yeah.
Almost nothing will stand in your way.
Almost nothing.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't Winnie the Pooh it when you're going into a Dunkin'.
Let's put our pants on first.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without walking into a Dunkin', Winnie the Pooh in it, or Donald Duck in it.
Any of that.
Without wearing pants.
Yeah!
You're doing okay.
It's a good note, though.
Yep, that's setting the bar!
And maybe we add that to the sign. No shirt, no shoes,
no pants.
No service.
There you go. Stuck with you. Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, new there, 99.7 DJX, stuck with you. You can see the video. It's super cool. Up at WDJX.com or Facebook and Twitter at 99.7 DJX. It is just a bunch of fan-submitted videos of them all dancing around, kind of being quarantined. You know, whether they're dancing around with their animal, their teddy bear, alone, or with, like, their mom or dad or their boyfriend.
Yes. There's a lot of different fantastic videos. And how cool would it be to be, like, picked?
I know.
To be in that. You could say, I'm in an Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber music video. That's
right?
What I am.
That's right. Not just fans, but she also got some celebrities to be a part of it as well.
Yeah.
Like the Kardashians, they're in there.
Michael Bublé.
I think I saw Michael Bublé in there. Steph Curry. The Currys. Yeah, I was trying to.
Steph and Aisha.
For whatever reason, their name was escaping me.
Okay.
One celebrity couple that they said were not included in the video.
Who's that?
Carol Baskin and her husband.
Oh, they didn't ask Carol Baskin and her husband?
Well, did you happen to see Justin Bieber had posted on his Instagram the music bed of Stuck With You with Carol Baskin and her husband kind of dancing around wearing like tiger costumes?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a fan of the show.
Yeah.
You think Carol's upset she wasn't included?
Probably.
All right.
Probably. I mean, she missed out.
Sure.
Of course, that song, proceeds benefit the First Responders Children's Foundation. So that's pretty cool as well. So
awesome.
You can hear that throughout the day here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's your feel good story.
Oh, yeah, this is really cool. This is something that was lost and found. And actually, they didn't know it was lost since 1987. So a man in Iowa just got a postcard that was mailed in 1987 because the local post office did a deep cleaning due to the coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, and it like fallen behind a cabinet or something?
Apparently. So Paul, he lives in the small town of Thornton, Iowa. He's 76. His younger sister, Ann, lives in San Francisco. She's 65. So Paul said he was surprised to see the postcard from Havasu Falls, Arizona, mailed from his sister. He was kind of intrigued to find out, like, how the heck he got this postcard after all these years. So he called the post office. It turns out the postcard didn't have a numerical address because the family name and the town of the recipient has always been and still is good enough to get mail. What it does have is a San Francisco postage stamp marked for December 18th, 1987. The newer stamp is from Des Moines, dated April 29th of 2020.
Wow.
So they said that many of the post offices have been doing deep cleanings because of COVID, and that's likely how it turned up.
Okay.
So, and I guess the sister didn't really even ask, like, hey, did you ever get my postcard? Because it was, like, handmade. And that, like, never turned up. And then, lo and behold, so she, you know, didn't really realize it was lost. He didn't realize he was supposed to get it.
That
I feel
funny.
Right now. How fun is that?
That is funny.
So they both got a kick out of that, the fact that he now has it.
All right.
Yeah. That's feel good.
So we're kind of going through this in our house right now because I've got two daughters who are learning how to drive. They got their temp license right before everything like shut down, right?
I so feel for you because it's nerve-wracking for parents with one 16-year-old in the house, but you have two.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to
navigate that.
I'm navigating that. Yeah, we're teaching them how to drive a standard transmission. My 1999 Volkswagen Jetta is still kicking. So
that's aggressive because, right? I mean, we started with just manual transition because it's less to worry about. But you're just out the gate. Bam. You're going to learn to drive stick.
Right. So,
okay.
I've been talking to them about this because of the news coming out of like Georgia and Wisconsin where 16 and 17 year olds.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
No.
16 and 17 year olds who basically got their temp and weren't able to actually take their driving test, are able to get their driver's license, their full driver's license, because of quarantine and everything being shut down, with just their parents' admission that, you know what, thumbs up, they got enough driving hours.
No
yeah, yeah.
Way.
So
that is so unfair. No parallel parking test. That was the worst.
None of that. None
that
of
was
that.
The worst.
Right. They don't have to take a driving test. And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Obviously there are, and including me, I'm like, girls, I mean, this is great, but still there's going to be a bunch of like 16, 17 year old drivers who don't know jack squat about driving.
And their parents are just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And their parents are like, yep, they're good.
All right.
Yeah,
thumbs up. Oh,
so yeah. And
that's dangerous.
It was funny because one of my daughters like brought up a good point. They're like, well, why don't they just stick with the temporary license and just when everything opens back up, allow them to take their real test? I don't know.
Don't know.
I didn't have an answer for.
Right.
But Georgia and Wisconsin, two states where they're allowing now 16 and 17-year-olds to just take the test without or get their driver's license, I should say, without taking the driving part of the test.
Oh,
which,
wow. That was the hardest part because you're so nervous. You're in the car with an instructor. So, yeah. I mean, the sweats were super real when it came down to that.
Did you get any points off during your test?
No.
Or did you fail your test at all?
No.
Okay, so the written test, I passed.
Flying colors.
Flying colors, right. My driving test.
It's the doing that was tough.
I failed the first time I did it.
What part did you fail? What part did you mess up?
I failed the parallel parking part.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I did the driving part right. And it was one of those things where I knew the course that we were going to do. It was supposed to be a secret, but it was like I had a friend who had just turned 16.
What?
And was like, hey,
so we can go and practice.
I tell you what, this is what you got to do. You got to, when you turn right, you got to make sure you turn into the right lane and then merge. And it's like, okay. And I'm like mental noting all this stuff.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, great. So
insider tips.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So during the actual like driving part of the test, I was like, yeah, I got this. Suck it, buddy. And so
they
were like, okay, so now why don't
you. Overconfident.
So now why don't you pull up to those cones there and
uh-oh,
we will take the parallel parking part.
Did you not get the insider tip on that or like to go and practice before?
I had practiced before because they had those cones set up in a permanent location. So you could go and you could practice at any time.
That's probably best.
Yeah. And so I had my mom's minivan and I was.
You were trying to park a minivan?
I was. And so I had gotten pretty good at it.
All right.
But then I got so nervous.
Oh,
nervous.
No.
And I overcorrected and I knocked over a cone.
Oh,
and as soon as I did
not
it, I was
cone.
Like, and you knock over a cone, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. You're done.
That was a person. What if that was a car?
Exactly.
Yeah. All the
and
things.
So, and so anyway, so I failed it the first time and I, you know, and then, so when I went back and so the good part about it is when I retook it, all I had to take was the parallel parking
portion that's it.
Of it.
The rest of it, they're like, yeah, it's fine. We don't have to see that again.
And I had.
We don't want to see that again.
I had not taken my mom's minivan the second time I did it. I borrowed my friend's car. Hey, I tell you what you can do.
What kind of car was it?
You can borrow my car.
Is it smaller?
It was like a foreign, like little Renault.
Okay.
Do they
well,
even
that should have been easier than the van.
Well, and that's why I borrowed it.
Okay.
And I passed it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I didn't pass it. I didn't
there
fail it
go.
More than once. I
All
only
right.
failed it once,
All
Kelly.
Right.
I'm an excellent driver.
Is it at this point in the story that we remind everyone that you've wrecked three of the station vehicles?
Well, it's funny you say that because crazy office lady Kristen just texted in and said halfway expected Ben to say he failed because he wrecked. Emily texted and said, I've been in quarantine too long. I thought Ben's kids were like four. Well, I do have a 9-year-old, but yes, I have two 16-year-olds too. But,
yeah.
But yeah, so Georgia and Wisconsin are on the whole, hey, you know what?
That's aggressive.
I tell you what, you let your parents just say, you're okay, and you know what? We'll believe them.
Thumbs up. We'll send you the license.
We'll just go ahead and send you the license. Everything will be okay.
You know what? And by the way, for the picture, just send us your favorite Facebook profile picture. We'll slap that on there, too.
You can put a little
put a filter
on it. You can do dog ears. We don't give a crap.
Wouldn't that be amazing if they allowed for Snapchat filters to be on your driver's license picture? We'd be looking glamorous.
It's coming there. So, anyways, yeah, Georgia and Wisconsin, the latest states, or the only states right now, that are allowing for driver's tests to be taken. No tests needed.
They have a lot of confidence in their drivers.
That, we're excellent.
They have a
drivers.
Lot of confidence.
Excellent drivers.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's Family Secret, but it's more of a local mom wants to confess sort of secret.
Right. Which
all right?
is like little mom sharing corner.
Sure.
We've all been there.
And then you laugh, you lose on the way before 8. JR texted in. We were just talking about how Georgia and Wisconsin are allowing their 16 to 17-year-olds to get their driver's license without actually taking a driving test.
That's pretty aggressive.
And parents are just like, hey, thumbs up. They're okay.
I've taken them out once. It was good.
Yeah. I was just saying that, listen, I failed my driving test the first time I took it, you know?
Wow, it's tough.
Ended up taking it the second time in a smaller car because I take it the first time in my mom's minivan. JR texted in and was like, I did the same when I went back in a Honda Prelude. Yeah, see, you got it. If you fail it the first time, you got a small...
The vehicle choice
shrink,
is key.
Yeah, I was going to say shrink the vehicle.
I had a Mazda 326, what is it, 323, something mm-hmm. like that, hatchback. Like a little hatchback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark texted and said, the day I got my license, my mom let me drive from Bowman Field to go home. And as I pulled to the stop sign to make the right-hand turn, I ran over one of those concrete pyramids.
Wow.
My mom.
Oh, dang. Oh, wow.
Right at that moment, my mom took me out from behind the driver's wheel, and yep. I sat passenger the rest of the way home.
It's like, good try.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you, pump the brakes here real quick.
We're not ready for prime time right now.
Listen, the Waterston is prime time. Yeah, right? I'll tell you, though, like, I got to be honest, like, learning how to drive in a pandemic, you're getting experiences on Hurstbourne,
yeah.
Dixie Highway.
The roads are emptier.
Oh, the Waterston, the Snyder, all these, like, hot spots worth of traffic where there's not as many cars.
That's helpful.
Which is, yeah, definitely helpful. Because, like, I was just taking them down Hurstbourne the other day.
Oh, yeah. No, that can be nerve-wracking for an experienced driver.
Yeah.
Because people are crazy.
Yeah. And it was, like, one of those things where I'm like, okay, you're going to have to merge over. Because, literally, if you don't merge over this lane, you get right on 64.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be
yep.
going Blankenbaker.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, okay. Ah. And I'm like, they're letting you in. I'm like, you know.
You got to go.
I'm like, come on. You got it. You got
go
your
time.
Blinker on. You
got
to go.
Yep.
And, you know, she's like, she didn't have the space awareness yet of,
sure.
of the okay, well, listen, you got 6 inches, take it. you know, but I don't want to tell them that because it's like you and I, I'm like, you know what, I don't have room, I'm gonna make a little bit of room, I'm gonna,
and again, it's at this time that we remind everyone you've wrecked three station vehicles. Are you the
why?
Right instructor for
absolutely
this family?
Absolutely, I am.
And like, why is
absolutely
Elizabeth, should she put it? Let's get your wife and take them out for a spin just for a lesson. Let's
I 100%
makes me nervous.
I have made all the mistakes,
okay,
so I know what not to do.
Those who can't do teach?
Exactly.
All
and
right.
I can tell them how not to conduct themselves while they're driving.
Listen, all right, good point.
You don't try to drive a standard transmission with your knee on the wheel,
yeah.
eating a hamburger in your left hand,
oh
and
God.
Texting in your right hand.
No.
That's not what you
no,
do.
Nobody should do that. You shouldn't even drive an automatic that
Listen,
way.
Listen, I
do that.
Only know you're not supposed to do that because
of experience. You keep digging your hole deeper and deeper and deeper. You should probably move on.
Love you, girls. Every week, we open up our show to allow you to unload a secret that you may have. But since Mother's Day is on the way and Danielle had messaged us her own little secret, a.k.a. mom confession, we thought, you know what, maybe we change gears a little bit and go in that direction.
Yeah, just let moms kind of purge their system of moments where they weren't at their best.
All right, good morning, Danielle.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. So normally it's family secrets, but since Mother's Day is around the corner, we figured we would allow you to confess. So go ahead and roll with what you wrote us.
Okay. So I hate to be one of those don't talk to me until I've had my coffee kind of people, but it's the truth. I really can't function without a cup or two.
Same.
Obviously, I haven't had my coffee yet today.
Same. I feel you. Yeah.
So anyways, about a week and a half into quarantine, I came down to the kitchen and I saw that my six-year-old daughter had filled one of those cake cup pods. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. The Keurig.
Your Keurig, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. With glue and glitter. And when I saw that, I was like, and then after I said it, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I just stood there and we looked at each other for a few seconds. And then later that day, my daughter dropped her little baby doll on accident. And I heard her go, holy f***. I was like, oh my God, I'm the worst mom in the history of mothers. This is bad. So then we had to have like a sit down and explain that that's a no-no word.
But I heard you say it, Mom.
I know that wasn't me.
And that's the point where you say mommies make mistakes too sometimes.
You know, I saw an Instagram ad for a sweatshirt that says real moms drop the F-bomb. So I think that...
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Been there. Not in front of the kids, but yeah.
Wow. This is quarantine. You don't really have a chance to, you know, hide behind the curtain of like going to work and then expressing frustration. Your kids are just there all the time.
Yeah, so, no. Yeah. I get it because just a couple of days ago, I had to sift through two trash cans to try to find this like midterm kind of assignment that I thought I threw away for my second grader. Yeah, I found it. Thank goodness it was not as soiled. I said a lot of big words in my head.
That's funny.
A lot of big words.
Well, Danielle, I hope you have a very happy Mother's Day. And
thank you so much. You guys too.
Right.
Well, not you, but.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Go have a cup of coffee.
Okay, I will. All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
She's sweet.
I know. I think
glitter and glue in the Keurig. Oh, no.
I'm sure it's able to be cleaned.
No,
right?
That's done.
Able to be cleaned?
That is going to go to the Keurig. Like graveyard. Nope.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
If you want to piggyback off of Danielle, and our show is your forum, 502-571-9970.
It's a circle of trust. It's sharing corner. Let's do Chet. Chet said my three-year-old granddaughter told her preschool teacher she had RBF.
Resting bee face.
Yes. Yeah. Teacher said she says she doesn't know what it is. Granddaughter told her my daughter got a call from the school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I got a text from Chastity that said my go-to is blank a duck, and I've heard my three-year-old daughter whisper it. Talk about an awkward conversation with his nana.
Oh, my God. Jennifer said, my daughter heard me refer to her as a hole one day, then proceeded to call her dad a hole one day at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, my gosh.
Couldn't contain the laughter.
Ava.
In the words of my 18-year-old daughter, she said, sometimes cuss words are like pee. You try to hold it in and they just have to come out.
It's so true.
Wise words from your 18-year-old there.
She's got it. Yeah.
Yes. Ava, thank you for calling in, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All right. So with that, coming up.
Ermagerd.
It's a bunch of dad jokes getting slung back and forth with You Laugh, You Lose. The trophy is in my hot little hands. Will Kelly win it back?
Sanitize it.
Sanitize it. Coming up next. JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling dad jokes back and forth to one another with You Laugh, You Lose. The game where the first person who laughs loses. The score, 9-8. I hold in my hand the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy.
Bedazzled. with your prom decorations in there.
There you go. All right, so losers go first. Kelly, are you prepared? Are you prepared?
As prepared as I'm going to be.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. You laugh, you lose. Go ahead.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why do bees have sticky hair?
They have a honeycomb.
A honeycomb. Ah, all right. Mm-hmm. You know, Kelly went to the grocery store today.
Yeah?
Yeah. They told me gloves and a mask would be enough. Lied. Everyone else had clothes on.
Good note. Maybe they should put that on the sign.
That's right. I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay.
You laugh, you lose.
What do you call a naughty lamb dressed up like a skeleton for Halloween?
What do you call a naughty lamb?
Bad to the bone.
Ah, yes. You know, scientists have discovered ants don't catch COVID-19.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, it's because they have antibodies.
Got it.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Good. Today, a man knocked on my door, asked for a small donation towards a local swimming pool.
Yeah.
I gave him a glass of water.
Oh, yeah. Add a little water to it. Huh. Yeah, very, very charitable.
Yeah.
My wife screamed from upstairs and asked, do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll and they're stabbing it? I sound concerned. I was like, no. Then she responded, how about now?
I could see that happening. 100%. Yeah. Stabby.
All right.
Got it. I was in a taxi today. The driver said, you know, I love my job. I'm my own boss. Yeah. Nobody tells me what to do. And I said, turn left here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taxi. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what's the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant woman?
What is the difference between a light bulb and a pregnant woman?
You can unscrew the light bulb.
Hey-yo. Indeed. Sassy already, huh? It's kind of early to start getting sassy.
I'm just talking about light bulbs, Kelly.
Ran out of toilet paper, and now I'm wiping with lettuce leaves.
Oh.
Today was the top of the iceberg. Tomorrow remains to be seen.
Oh, those are lettuce. Types of lettuce.
There you go.
You laugh, you lose.
Now you're there.
Thanks. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
I'll save that one for later.
Oh, wow. Oops.
Hey, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
Cute. Southern. I like that. My daughter thinks I'm overprotective and nosy.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what she wrote in her diary.
Ah. Okay. Hey, what's a Mexican drinking worm's favorite book?
What is a Mexican drinking worm's favorite book?
Tequila Mockingbird.
I'm going to try to find that at the library. It sounds good.
Yeah. Heard it's delicious with salt.
Did you know that 97% of the world is stupid? Lucky I'm the other 5%.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Math joke, right?
That was good.
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose. My friend Doug shocked and hurt me. He told me today that I make people very uncomfortable and have no respect for personal space. I mean, what a horrible thing to say to a friend. Totally ruined our bath.
I'm going to delete that one, too. And now I have a vision of you in the bath.
With Doug?
With Doug.
Rub-a-dub, Doug.
Ow!
I lost it on Rub-a-dub-Doug. Rub-a-dub-Doug.
Rub-a-dub-Doug took you out.
Dang it.
Yes.
Rub-a-dub-Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Rub-a-dub-Doug.
Oh, yeah. That mental picture is worth it because I got the W.
Hashtag Rub-a-dub-Doug. That works. I didn't even get to my fart joke either.
I know. Oh, yeah. I had some good ones, too. Right. I was about to be angry about the mental picture, but now it's worth it.
All right. Live it up. Live it up. There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy it. That was You Laugh, You Lose. Good, do them every single hour here throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Well, as I said, it's kind of like a good news, bad news kind of a thing. So I thought maybe let's get the bad news out of the way first.
The World Naked Bike Ride, scheduled for June 27th, has been canceled.
They're in Oregon, right?
Yes, that's right. So in Portland, that is typically something that they do. But here's the good news. Portland says you can still go ride your bike in celebration of World Naked Bike Ride Day. No start location, start time, or designated route. You can just still go ride your bike naked. Just not in a big old group.
One of the fun things about that city, because my dad's lived there for years, you can't get arrested for nudity there.
Really?
Nope.
Well, June 27th.
There it is.
World Bike Day. World Naked Bike Ride Day. So that's the day to go on out there. It's all kind of going along with their month-long city event, Pedalpalooza.
All right.
And by the way, Portland can't necessarily claim naked bike riding for just themselves. 70 cities all around the world participate in this particular exhibitionist style of athleticism.
I know that I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and there was a naked ride there at Ohio State's campus, which is so weird because I was at a bar on campus and I look out and just there go like a bunch of just naked people riding down the road. And then at the college that I went to, Capital University, we did BTR, Born to Run. So it was the day before finals.
Uh-huh.
And we would run naked on the campus there too.
We had the Naked Olympics at Purdue in the first snowfall of every year.
Is it
around Cary
Quad?
Are
we missing something naked here in Louisville? Is there a naked thing in Louisville?
There was the underwear run, I think, for Valentine's Day in February. Wasn't that like the undie run or what
yeah,
they call that?
Yeah. They do have the underwear run, but is there like an actual naked event?
I don't think
like
so.
Like either sponsored or like unsponsored, you know what I mean? Because like Born to Run at my campus, you know, kind of the school officials just kind of turned their heads.
Exactly. That's what happened with the Naked Olympics.
Yeah, they were just like, you know what, listen, we know what's going to happen. We don't condone this.
But with the bike riding situation, I have questions, especially for dudes. You're a guy, right?
Yeah.
Would that be insanely uncomfortable
I think
to
you
ride
just,
your bike naked?
You just go one side or the other on the seat.
Okay. All right.
Are you trying to adjust yourself mentally?
Trying to mentally.
Yeah, you just...
Because those seats are very small. They're pretty hard. It's not most of them don't have like a lot of cushion. And if they do, it's kind of, it just seems like it might be precarious for men to do the naked bike ride, per se.
Yeah, I can't.
Running easier to pull off.
I will say I do not have experience with naked bike riding.
Well, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and maybe you could bring it here to the city, June 27th, do a little naked bike ride, tell us how it was.
So if anybody in St. Matthews
video pics are getting happen.
Sees a guy riding bike naked, just look the other way. All right?
Hey, you're furry. It's practically like you're wearing clothes.
Okay.
That should feel good.
All right, that's where we're going with that.
Yeah.
All right, that should feel good.
We're slapping a feel good sticker on that because it ends well, right? You can still go ride your bike naked.
Right.
All right.
99.7 DJX. Hey, coming up next, we want to announce our 100% That Mom winner.
Ah, fun.
Winner.
Ah, yeah.
Supreme victor. On the way next, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 8:25 here. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. And we have been voting now for the past week, right?
But we haven't been. But people have been. Because it would be unfair if we picked our favorites.
You're right. I should take you and I out of the actual voting. But yeah, we have been voting, or you have been voting now for the past week for 100% That Mom.
Yes. And the mom with the most votes, just clear and simple, ends up winning a fantastic prize pack from a lot of local businesses, including Dress and Dwell pitching in a gift certificate. Our friends over at Board and You giving a charcuterie board that's going to feed 10, which is going to be amazing. We've got sunglasses from Eye Care Center. yeah. right? Louisville Eye Care Center.
All that stuff.
And what else? There's, I'm forgetting something.
Did you say $100 to dress and dwell?
Yes, I did. J. Nicole.
J. Nicole, $75 to spend at J. Nicole Salon and Spa.
That's what I forgot. Yay!
Yeah, and is this Wendy? How are you?
I'm good.
So, Wendy, we understand that you were nominated by your friend for our 100% That Mom contest.
I was.
And guess what? We got some news for you.
What?
You're the winner!
Oh, that's awesome.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah. You are 100% That Mom!
Okay, that's awesome. Oh, my goodness.
So, mom to four boys.
You have four boys? Oh, bless your heart.
Balancing it all, mom, teacher, wife, cook, maid, chauffeur, friend. That was the nomination. That's what she said. So you would do it all. So congratulations, Wendy. We've got the hookup for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
It sounds like you've got quite the network of people that showed up for you and voted and voted and voted because you got the most.
I do. I have an awesome I teach at Farmer Elementary, and my coworkers were on it.
Oh, that's so
Laurel
sweet.
Laurel is great. I'm so thankful that she nominated me. She's a great friend.
Well, congratulations, Wendy. Again, $100 to spend at Dress and Dwell, $75 to spend at J. Nicole Salon and Spa, $125 to spend at Board in You, and sunglasses from Louisville Eye Center. So congratulations. And Wendy, a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, man.
Oh, Wendy. Wendy, Wendy, Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
My kids are so excited.
That's great.
He won.
That's right.
He's crying upstairs.
Oh, they're probably thinking, you know what? Yay, we don't have to make mom anything now. It's covered.
Exactly. And dad's off the hook.
That's right. Perfect. All right. Well, Wendy, here, hang on. We're going to get a little bit more information from you and then tell you how you can get your prizes, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And I'm so thankful for everybody who voted. They're awesome. I have awesome friends and awesome family.
Well, thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. This is great.
We'll post separate photos so you can see it.
Which, by the way, Dress and Dwell is open now. I know that. So, because that's in Indiana, and they're starting to open up a little bit sooner than Kentucky, so she could probably go shopping this weekend.
There you go. Winner of 100% That Mom. Congratulations again to Wendy. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Way to get a hold of us. If you see drama on Facebook, sometimes you like to eat some popcorn, dive into the comment section there. Screenshot it, send it to us. What Kelly and I do is we just act out everybody who comments on the post.
We bring it to life. The nerds are riled up.
Oh, gosh.
I played Draven. Draven starts this whole thing. Draven's a little upset at seeing all the May the 4th stuff, right?
Right, I understand.
From the Star Wars nerds. Those being played by Ben, mm-hmm. who plays Galen.
Yes.
Also playing Poe.
Okay.
I am also going to check in as Rose.
Oh,
now,
boy.
I will also add a side note that maybe Yoda is making an appearance.
All right, let's get it going.
Hang out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice.
On 99.7 DJX.
I'm so sick of looking on Facebooks and seeing posts about Star Wars. May the 4th be with you. It's so stupid.
Uh-oh. All right, so that's where we're starting.
Yep.
Here come the Star Wars nerds.
Do you fear the 4th? Fear is the path to the dark side.
Yeah, I told you, Yoda. Oh, shut up, Galen. You're one of those idiots posting all that crap.
Once you start down the dark path forever, will it dominate your destiny? Consume you, it will.
Seriously, Galen, stop being an ass. How old are you, like 40?
Okay, all right.
Powerful you have become. The dark side I sense in you.
I cannot believe nobody normal has chimed in to back me up on this.
All right, here comes Poe, the normal one.
All right.
I'm normal.
Sounds like Poe. Thank God.
You mean thank the light side of the force.
Not normal. Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. Poe, stop yanking my chain.
Draven, you will find only what you bring in.
WTF does that mean?
Okay. Here comes Rose.
Draven, smaller in number are we, but larger in mind.
Oh my gosh.
Who are we?
And I'll seek the answer to questions you must.
I have no idea what the F that means.
Your path you must decide.
Decide? What? This is just a Facebook post, you freak.
Okay, so okay. Draven still can't handle this.
Listen, but the Yoda voices are strong, are
right?
They not?
Difficult to see. Always in motion is the future.
Okay, I give up. All of you can kiss my Death Star.
I mean,
kiss my Death Star? That is really strange and doesn't make any sense. Why would we kiss a Death Star? Seriously, even if we turned to the dark side, none of us would be caught dead on the Death Star kissing it. You are really, really weird, man. I'm out of here.
Me too.
Me three.
What the f*** just happened?
Wow. Sometimes when you poke the bear,
oh yeah,
or poke the Ewok or the Chewbacca,
oh, they all started poking.
Yeah, they all come out in force.
Oh dang, poor Draven.
No, poor Draven. Sure. All right, there you go. That was Facebook fight.
It is.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Can we dive into another naked story?
We probably should. There's been a lot of nakedness already. There's been a Winnie the Pooh in it. There's been naked bike riding. Where else are we going?
It's a setting the bar story.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
More nakedness.
More nakedness on the way.
Sweet.
On 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, we give you stories to show and highlight that some people are not doing it as right as maybe they should be. And whatever may be happening in your life, at least you can look at this moment and say, well, at least I didn't do that.
That's a little win for you.
I mean, listen, half naked and some wine, that's the start of a good day, right?
It does kind of sound like the start of a great party.
But this is a setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, drinking wine straight from the actual truck in your underwear while it's moving on the highway,
what?
You're doing okay.
Wine heist like you've never seen before. Only wearing his underwear.
Yep.
Police say a man jumped on a tanker truck carrying bulk wine.
Yep, that's Gabrielle.
Oh, I was going to say, is his name Tom Cruise?
No.
This sounds like Mission Impossible kind of stuff.
No, it does, doesn't it?
And as it climbed up Highway 99, he climbed underneath, unscrewed a valve,
mm-hmm.
and when the vino gushed out, he started guzzling.
Why not? I mean, yes. Why are we not playing the Mission Impossible theme?
Why? It really does kind of sound like it, doesn't it? Right, exactly. So the driver then all of a sudden gets a little notice on his indicator on his dashboard that says, oh, I have a leak and there's thousands of gallons of red wine spilling onto the roadway.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Had to pull over. Found the nearly naked guy underneath the truck.
Ain't no party like a wine truck party because a wine truck party don't stop. Right? Am I right?
Have we crossed over from this being a setting the bar story to this being...
It's borderline for me.
Something else.
It's borderline for me. It's almost my new hero. It's almost like he needs to be in the next Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie ASAP.
I was going to say, this isn't a setting the bar story.
Why haven't you found the theme song yet?
Right?
Why are you not looking for it right now?
Oh, gosh.
Typey.
It's past the point of no return,
no,
Kelly.
No, it's not. It's still got time. Oh, you still got time. As long as there's no commercial that has to play for us.
Impossible theme song.
There it is. Click on it. Why is this not on a button already? There it is. There it is. So worth it. So worth it.
Gabrielle living his best life underneath the highway truck.
Guzzling wine.
Guzzling wine straight from the tap.
Oh,
we're going to say that is your setting the bar story, okay?
It's kind of a little bit of a feel-good, but don't do that.
If you manage to make it through the day without drinking wine straight from the truck in your underwear while it's moving on the highway, freaking Tom Cruise style, you're doing okay.
That's amazing.
A day. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
This is pretty genius. And CNN picked it up. It's an Indiana teacher who, you know, she's missing her students as all the teachers are.
Right.
And she misses their hugs most of all. So Shelby Pavelka, she's a second grade teacher in Muncie, kind of came up with this genius way to give hugs to her students. So this is what she did. She used 12 reusable bags and a little creativity to make this plastic barrier, complete with armholes on the front door of her house, and invited her students to stop by for a hug.
Look at that.
She's got a little sign on the side that gives you some quarantine hugs rules. You disinfect all surfaces, let them dry first.
Right.
Arms in the bottom holes, and then hug. and then disinfect all surfaces.
Ah, wonderful.
She saw the idea originally on TikTok. People were kind of using this method to hug family members. And she's like, you know what? I can do this with my students. And so far, 14 of them have swung by for some hugs. And one of the actual parents of one of the students said, you know what? This is exactly what he needed because he'd been so depressed.
Aww.
He went home, immediately made a grilled cheese sandwich, and he hadn't done that for weeks.
Gosh, nothing like a grilled cheese sandwich and a hug from your teacher.
Yeah, that makes everything better, right? Isn't that genius? We 100%. Tweeted it out. It's a pretty, there's a big picture of her. She's standing there all happy.
Love it.
Behind her little plastic barrier. So that's a feel good right there.
All right, we do these every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. Florida making the show here. And this is kind of a weird Florida story. It involves a reptile. A bloated reptile, we'll say. Okay.
A bloated reptile.
Yes.
That sounds painful.
All right. So this lizard was found right outside a pizza joint. All these people were like, oh, wow, this little buddy's pregnant.
Oh, okay. Thought it was going to be a mama-to-be?
Yeah, a little mama-to-be. Obviously had like a bloated stomach. And,
right.
And they're like, okay, wow, this is pretty amazing. So,
are we going to get to see reptiles being born?
Right. So they took it and, you know, I guess to a vet where they took a look at it under the old scan, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they discovered it wasn't babies.
It's not babies in there? What's in there?
It was poop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was a constipated reptile?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds real painful.
So.
Oh, no. Why couldn't it poop?
So they don't know. Spoiler. Sorry. They ended up having to humanely put the reptile down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and
the poo killed the reptile? What the heck did it eat?
Yeah, well, so they were saying that since it was found outside the pizza place,
oh no,
it had been eating like
a bunch of grease,
a mix of the pizza grease,
yeah,
with the insects and the sand,
oh,
and all this that was kind of clogging its insides, and
yeah,
so it just,
reptiles shouldn't be eating pizza stuff.
No, not at all. So it wound up, I mean, it was the biggest that they'd ever seen.
Oh.
Because its body, it was, its poop to body mass was 80% to 20%.
Ooh.
On this poor little guy.
Are you saying 80% poop?
Yeah.
This reptile?
Yeah.
So, lizard thing was 80% poop when it expired?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I choose to think? I choose to think it went over to the Rainbow Bridge feeling much better.
I mean, you gotta think that, you know, I mean, because you know, I mean, when you got to go and you've been backed up like that, once you do finally...
That kind of pain is awful.
I mean, that's just like, oh, thank goodness.
Well, yeah. You know what? And I'm also choosing to think that after he crossed the Rainbow Bridge, that he's enjoying all of the pizza grease that he wants with no repercussions.
That's right. That's right.
In reptile heaven.
So, yeah, like I said, this is kind of a weird Florida reptile story that we don't normally dive into this sort of lane, but here we are.
Dang.
Florida making the show here.
Well, it's a cautionary tale now for all the lizards
that are listening.
Okay. Like, don't eat the pizza grease. You stay away from that.
Yeah, you stay away from that. Otherwise, you'll have a poop to body mass index of 80 to 20 like this poor guy. So, this weekend is Mother's Day weekend. By the way, tomorrow is Dog Mom Day. National Dog Mom Day. So, you know,
okay,
if you are a mother to a dog, your day to celebrate is tomorrow.
Oh, great. I was unaware. I was right now years old when I learned that that was a thing.
And so you get actually the entire weekend, Kelly, because you being a mom and a dog mom, you get both.
Oh, look at that. I'm cashing in.
Are you doing anything this weekend?
I mean,
like, is your family doing anything for you?
No.
No?
I will say this. So I sent my husband to mail the cards to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sending some of my artwork to my mom. She's going to love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, here's a little sidebar to get to where I'm going. So my husband says he's standing at the UPS store and the guy is asking, because I addressed the bubble wrap mailer. Those are hard to write on. Anyway, he goes, do you know what this says? What's it say? Did you fill this out? No, my wife did. Is your wife a doctor? No. Her handwriting's awful.
Ah.
No, my wife's a radio personality. Oh, really? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
She talks on the radio. Really? What station? 99.7 DJX. Who's your wife? Kelly K. Get out of here! That is the greatest thing ever!
Wow, so he went from calling you a doctor horrible handwriting.
I have horrible handwriting.
To turning it around to thinking that was the greatest thing ever.
Exactly. So he came home, told me that story. And then later, I went downstairs to get something, and I think I saw my presents in a bag.
Ah.
So there are some things.
All right. All right, so you'll get celebrated this weekend.
There are things. I think they're drugstore things, which is usually what we do.
It's fine.
We're drugstore people.
It's fine.
That's how we celebrate.
All right.
I feel special already.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fun. And thanks to the UPS guy. We thought it was really neat.
Yeah, giving you a little pat on the head there.
a little pat on the head and a little dig at the same time.
A little validation and a little dig.
Your handwriting's awful.
Yeah, can't have one without the other.
Oh, but I love her.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.